Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Radio on this Thursday night with Virgil Spragas and Rasta Hode, and I tell you what, a lot of things are going on. We're going to be talking about it here a little bit and everything, but I just got a news flash just now that some Chinese military aircraft were just flown over in Taiwan just now, and there was a half a dozen aircraft, warships and everything else heading in that direction. So I don't know, Russell, what do you think? You think it's going to go on now?
Well, I tell you what, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, Virgil, Joseph, I think anything's possible at this point in time. I really don't even have the words to describe it. These people have become completely unhinged. They are going to push this as far as they can. They are run by Obama and the Chinese, Biden the puppet and stuff. But you know what? But let's just take a minute, because I know some of you people out there say, well, you know, we can agree to disagree and we can still be friends and we can sit around the fire and sing Kumbaya and, you know, suck each other's dicks, whatever you people do. And the truth of the matter is, Biden is not to blame for this. There isn't a person in the entire fucking world, including the media, including everybody that did legally vote for him. Y'all are to blame. You know this guy was incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
You know this guy was wrong on every friggin' foreign policy decision in his political career.
Mm-hmm.
You know this guy. Y'all knew this guy was suffering from dementia. And you still went out there and voted for him.
And all because of hate Trump.
And I don't care what, you know. And I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. The Republicans are just as responsible for this, for sitting on their do-nothing asses,
mm-hmm.
as the Democrats are. They are complicit. But if you got a friend or a so-called friend that's a Democrat, you are part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You are part of the problem because.
Oh, I agree with you, Russell. 100%.
You know,
I'm just
absolutely speechless. This shit's coming to a head so quickly, and there's nothing to be done at this point that's going to stop it.
And here's the thing, Russell.
These motherfuckers running their cock holsters about 2022 and all that kind of shit. Y'all better wake the fuck up, because y'all are just as asleep as the fucking rest of the sheep.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, and you said this a month ago, this is going to come fast, and this is going to come quick, and here it is. This is kept, you know, right now, I just got a news break just now, an alert, that 2 dozen Chinese military aircraft, including fighters, bombers, what else, submarine planes, anti-submarine planes, electronic warfare aircraft, all this stuff right now heading towards Taiwan. And they just threatened Australia today with nukes. This just now came on the water.
Well, Australia,
so, you know,
Australia is nothing but a big prison system right there.
Yeah. After what I've been seeing, yeah.
On the face of Earth. That's all it is. There's no other way to describe it or speak of it, and it's sad, very, very sad, because I love the Aussie people. I think they're great people, but they allowed themselves to be disarmed, and this is what happens when you allow this stuff to go on. The same thing with the folks in England, the UK, Germany, France. These people have no way to fight back.
Do you think they would have learned after the first time, Russell? But yet they gave away the guns. I mean, after the first two wars, they should have learned all that.
Well, yeah, but obviously, Joseph, that goes all the way back to what we talked about. Oh, my God, bro, I don't know. Five, six, maybe 70 years ago, we sat there, and me, you, and Virgil went through the whole education system thing, what was going on, how it was coming out, how these people were being indoctrinated, all these kinds. It was a good 6 years ago. And that's what happened. They quit teaching history. These idiots running around out here now have no idea of our history. England, Germany, Australia, these people have no history of their. They have no idea of what their history are, what it took to get where they are, what it takes to be free. It quit being taught 30 years ago.
And here's the thing, they're being taught to hate our soldiers, spit on them and everything else, to fight for our freedom. I ran into over a couple of hundred soldiers today going to El Paso. I stopped over at Les and got my banana pudding. But I ran into a bunch of them today, and I thanked them for what they were doing. But they were going to the border. I mean, hundreds of them, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and here's the thing. You serve Virgil served. I served a little bit. I didn't even serve nothing there to really do much because I was hurt and lost my hearing because of a dumbass that threw a grenade in the wrong direction and banging left her right there. And it wasn't me that threw a grenade. But, you know, now we're seeing the results. We're seeing the results of the indoctrinations and how well they were programmed, this generation's program. I mean, we're really seeing.
Undoubtedly, brother. Undoubtedly, man. And I said it before, and I caught a bunch of flack about it by some other people and stuff like that. But they have been massively successful in their efforts to dumb down the American people and the last two generations. You know, these people actually think that socialism is a good thing because they've never been taught anything.
Yeah.
All they've been taught is USA bad, USA this, USA. I mean, you know, how in the hell can, and that's the only explanation there is for these people still wanting to run around and be mad about something that happened 160 years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
turn down statues, turn down history books.
Oh, man. You're not oppressed. You're a lazy motherfucker that fell into the Democrats' Great Society deal, and you let them tear down your family and put you right back on in slavery on the government plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nobody but you. And you can take your racist this and your racist that and shove it as far up your ass as you can get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at these illegals. Why do you think they're here? They're here to replace the lazy ones, so the Democrats can have brand new slaves.
Well, they're here to replace us, Joseph.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those are the new slaves. Those are the new slaves.
And that's what this war on the middle class and the white people is all about, replacing us. We're too educated. We're too smart. We want too much. We become too expensive to the elite. So,
Did you happen to watch the video that Project Versus did where they exposed that dude from the FDA? FDA? They said exactly what you just said. They want to wipe out the white community, the black community, all those that have high IQs.
Oh, yeah, man. They need a dumbed-down, dependent-on-the-government workforce. Basically, what they need are uneducated slaves that they can manipulate. And that's what this is all about. And, you know, what really gets me is you've got to ask yourself, well, you know, if all this is so important, why aren't they vaccinating all these illegals coming across there? Why aren't they standing down there with a tent set up everywhere, come get your free jab, welcome to America? Because they know that they're going to kill most people.
And why is half the government exempt?
They need that workforce. They need the slave labor. But we won't do it, and therefore we have to be eliminated.
Exactly. And we said that 6 years ago that this was going to happen. We said that 6 years ago, brother, that this was going to happen to the illegal.
Yeah,
anybody
exactly.
And you said it's still currency that's in here. You know, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm speechless because I'm seeing it happen right before our eyes, you know, and everything, and it's just like, you know, I could go back and play, I love playing that video, the audio that we did, I love it, rehearing it, because it was like the way we were talking, we mentioned Black Lives Matter, we mentioned all that was coming into play, and it sounded like we were just talking about it yesterday. And we didn't. We were talking about this about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Where's Virgil tonight? Is he out?
No, he's parking his truck. He said he was going to be a little late because he was on the road. Because he just called me before the show started. So he'll be on and everything, but he's looking for a parking spot. But, you know, and here's the thing. All this corrupt elections coming up, but you and I both know not a goddamn thing is going to be done to these people. Nothing's going to be done to Fauci. Nothing's going to be done to these people that committed genocide all this on the human race. Not a damn thing.
And that's like, ooh, that guy Milley, he's going, there's not nothing going to be done to Milley. And I said it, shit, Josie, you can say it. I don't know how many times I've said it over the last 5 or 6 years. I know enough to make you and Virgil probably regurgitate every time you hear it, but the corrupt don't get rid of the corrupt, and the whole fucking corrupt. And as soon as people start realizing that, and that the fucking Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats, we can fix this shit, but it's going to take the people doing it, and we have the constitutional right. Not only is it a constitutional right, it is our duty as Americans.
Only way we can do this, brother, we have to draw blood.
Our tyrannical government. It is our civic duty. Am I wrong?
But it's like my nephew was telling me yesterday. Him and I were talking, and he was like, he said, people are too scared and too lazy. They've been too conditioned to get up and stand up. They're wore out. Well, yes, I know. They're old, looking for old people like me, working for Uncle, to go out there and do it for them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And
the thing of it is, and a lot of people are fixing to get a very rude awakening, is there's not going to be anybody there to defend you this time. You're going to have to do it yourself, or you're going to be fucked. Because there's not enough of us to do what needs to be done and protect the fucking sheep.
Exactly. And I tell you what, brother, I have been preparing like crazy for the past week and a half. And I knew it was coming. And Trish is like, what the fuck? What are you buying all this shit for? I go, you need to start. I go, this shit's coming quick, and it's going to come fast and hard. It's going to catch us off guard. I go, we need to be ready. And I go, it's going to happen either this week or next week. You know,
coming, but I do know the desperation with these people are growing more and more because more and more people are refusing to take part in this bullshit.
Get this. We've
been hitting them in the head with a stick long enough to where they're finally starting to wake up and go, oh, wait a minute. That makes sense. You know, fuck knows, brother. Who knows when or where, but
BLM is finally getting in line going, oh, hell no, no vaccines, no nothing, no passport. Put my finger with them on. I wouldn't mind spending side to side with them for once. You know, they're even pissed off.
They don't care, man. And that's what makes it different. Socialists, whatever you want to call it, when they get in power, they don't care if they piss off their own voters. When they get to power, it's to the metal, and they're going to shove as much of this down your throat as you can. And I'm telling you, man, I think I haven't heard any of them. I mean, shit, you would think 80 million people would be making some fucking noise for their boy. But you know what? Those motherfuckers have been awful quiet. I think a lot of them are sitting there going, oh, my God.
I think the reason for that, after the last few days, Project Workers has dropped some really hardcore bombs. Man. I mean, really hardcore. And everybody's probably scratching their head going, what the fuck? Because, you know, the guy yesterday that got exposed was the FDA director saying that, you know, we're all test subjects right now and everything. And that's why I took you that picture of the blow dart, the African with the blow dart. But he said, this is how we need to vaccinate everybody that's unvaccinated. Hit them with blow dart, you know, and stuff. Because we need to kill off the population, you know, and everything. And then they exposed, they had an FBI agent who was actually a director at a hospital. She came out and exposed a lot of shit. I mean, a lot of stuff she came out and said that we have been saying. Me, you, Lucretia, all of us, you know. And so I'm pretty sure everybody's like, what the fuck? You know, right now. Tomorrow the audits are coming out.
I posted that little short TikTok thing on the guy who talked to CDC and asked questions and stuff. And the CDC even admit, well, no, you know, because you have the shot, that don't mean you're not going to get COVID. That just went on and on. And they were saying
mm-hmm.
exactly what we were telling the people, man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it goes all the way back. People laugh because I'm bringing up history all of a sudden time. But 1960, and I've said before on the show, Russia ran a psyop just to see the effect, what it would take to brainwash people. It was two or three of their smaller cities involved. They bombarded them. Like they did with this COVID thing, man. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then after the fact, they came out there and go, hey, you know, da 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 da, this is just, you know, a test or whatever they call it. And the people would not believe after being bombarded 60 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that now. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
All righty, man, finally parked this big bitch.
Did you? Well, I just got to check this out, though, Russell. I just got a hold of the report. I'm going to send it to you and Virgil so you can look at it. I think I sent it to Virgil already. Pfizer, back around 2008, was sued for trying to conduct these vaccines, the same vaccines that are being out now, because it killed a bunch of people when they were doing this trial. So they put it on the shelf and everything. And now this is the same vaccine that's been given to the whole population right now. February sequel. So, and I'm still looking into that, reading it and everything, but a lot of shit's coming out, you know, and everything.
Well,
but,
Russell.
Yeah, man.
What's the deal on the border situation? I'm hearing all kind of shit.
Brother, I tell you what, you have not seen a shit show like this since fucking South America or Lebanon, brother. I mean, these motherfuckers are walking through, they're evading the border patrol, they know the border patrol's outnumbered, they're just not heeding anything. These motherfuckers are coming through here like Brahma cattle getting out of a pen.
Well, from a report I got was that the Border Patrol Immigration Naturalization took 5,000 of them somewhere.
Yeah, they're somewhere in the United States. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Oh, I mean, they've been taking these motherfuckers and dumping them everywhere for a while now, Virgil. I think it's pretty much willy-nilly wherever they can find a place to dump them at, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on for some time, man. And it's, we have a full jail invasion going on here, my brother. I mean,
Oh, yes.
They're bringing them over here. They're bringing them over here to New Mexico. Believe it or not, they're bringing me. I was just telling Russell earlier, Virgil, I was over at Love's getting my banana pudding. Then I ran into, there's over 100 National Guards, and they were going in, getting their stuff, and everything.
Well,
I was talking to one of them, and I asked them if they're under the border.
National Guard, this, that, and the other, all of this, that, and the other, okay? What good does it do if they obey a bunch of fucked-up-ass orders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It does no good. It's a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just like those cyborgs I'm going to call them what the fuck they are. It's just like those cyborgs with the White House Secret Service detail that's protecting this sorry-ass motherfucker, that's protecting this sorry-ass bitch. They see what's going on just like us.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to protect this motherfucker.
Of course. The reason why is because right now they're trying to get everything.
No, the reason why, the reason why is so they can get that high dollar government retirement pension and retire
mm-hmm.
and write all kind of fucking books, write this,
mm-hmm.
go out. Teach fucking classes for state police and all this kind of bullshit here. That's
mm-hmm.
the reason.
Well, that
you
is
see,
why they got Dimitri Joe in there. They can get away with everything.
These son of a bitches that's on this presidential details and all of this, this is the cream a la cream of the suck asses of
mm-hmm.
the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and it's just like, I don't know, man. I'm not impressed, so I'm kind of speechless on it. I mean,
well,
I'm not shocked, but I'm kind of speechless
the
way it's going.
I can tell you right now. I said it before, and I say it again. The lightning has hit the barn loft full of hay. It has caught
mm-hmm.
fire. And the only way you're going to put it out is to let it burn itself out.
Yep. I care.
Exactly.
Because I can tell you what's going to happen right now with all of this. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not it. This is not the big deal. What you're seeing here is, to use Virgin's analogy, is just you got a few cinders floating in the air right now. This motherfucker ain't even started burning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You see, what's going to go on here is they're not taking any chances with a so-called election, okay? They're not worried about the 2022 election of who takes over the House, who takes over the Senate. Okay. Whatever. They're going to give the majority of the so-called patriots what they want. Okay? Because that's not going to make any difference. What's going to make a difference is these organizations and these entities within the government which have the power to make what? Regulations. They bypass the Congress and the Senate and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They make regulations just like the ATF, OSHA, Department of Labor, CDC. They make regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When people start and people are going to, they're going to rebel against these regulations, they're going to start losing their jobs. They're going to start losing their livelihoods. They're going to start losing their materialistic possessions. And then that's when the shit is going to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what comes next? What comes next after massive civil unrest?
Bullshit.
Martial law that bypasses every fucking election. And it bypasses every goddamn thing else, and it doesn't stop until the president lifts it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he stays in office. He becomes an emperor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the writing on the wall, people. This is the writing on the wall. What do you need? You need to see the blue helmets marching down the street in their white... In their white trucks and their white armored vehicles and their white tanks with the big letters UN put on them? Is that what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen? Is that what it's going to take?
Right.
Evidently so. Evidently so.
Well,
it'll be too late, Virgil.
Hold on,
Joe. Go ahead, Gunny.
That's exactly what it's going to take, brother. Because these people are so, and now, when I say these people are ate up with dumbass, I'm not insinuating that these people are stupid, but these people have been so convinced for so long that they don't have to do anything for their freedom, that their freedom is guaranteed, that as long as they don't rock the boat, they'll be left alone. That's what these weak-ass Christian leaders have been telling them. The schools have been indoctrinating these young minds to mush that the U.S. is evil and socialism and communism is the way to go. And they actually don't know any better. And when it comes time that they get a taste of it, it's just like there's gonna be fucking UN vehicles all over this motherfucker full of Chinese, and we're gonna have the fight of our lives on our hands because they will be out to kill anybody that doesn't comply. The only upside to this whole thing is there will be no rules of engagement.
That's right. No, you're not. And the Geneva Convention will not apply because you are not a member of the military. You are not an enemy combatant. You will be considered a subversive and a guerrilla.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do what they fucking want with you. Okay?
Yep.
You see, it's getting to the point. You see, the Hennef Yard in Channel View, Texas. Big terminal. It's completely shut down. Everybody quit. Why? Because Hennef is trying to come down and comply with this mandated vaccinations. Okay, mandated vaccinations, which they said they were not going to take. They were not going to take at all, and they quit. And I got approached with it today, and I told them, well, I'm exempt because I am an independent contractor. I'm an owner-operator. I myself am my only employee. I don't have 100 employees.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can go to work for anybody I want. So I'm not taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to use as my ground. Now, if they try to force me to take it, well, I've already made arrangements to take my truck somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
to a company that has only 95 employees.
Well, you see, Virgil. This is how they're going to do this. And we spoke about this some in the past and stuff. They will use the corporation and the companies to do this. Okay?
Right.
Now, you go to work for little mom and you're your own contractor. I'm on my own contract and stuff like that. But what's going to happen, these people that we work for are going to start, well, they're leaning on us. You don't have your vaccine passport. We can't hire you because we don't want to be in trouble. That's where it's going. And we said it's been going that way for a while. And it won't matter if you work for yourself or if you don't have your vaccine passport, you will not work. You will not shop. You will be shunned from society. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And these motherfucking idiots out here have bought into this hook, line, and sink. Even the Christians. For God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go fuck yourself, goddamn pansies. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That was way out of line. I apologize.
No, it wasn't.
I agree.
It was not out of line.
I agree with you, Russell. I agree. And here's the thing. That's why I'm starting to grow my own foodie stuff, because it's like, fuck that. If I can't go buy, I'll produce my own shit.
Well, they're gonna put their foot into that too, because you know there are places, you know, in the country, states, you know, where these people, you know, they try to live off the grid and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they pass laws where you can't drum up rainwater. You know, they make it illegal to collect rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And
the difference with that is I have my own well water. They can't say shit about that.
Well,
they can't turn it off.
Well, well, like I was trying to explain to Carmelita, you know, this pay your fair share, and this, that, and the other, and all of this, you know, taxing the big corporations and these fat cats and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, that's all a really, really, really good fairy tale. But
mm-hmm.
what he's actually telling you is, like I told caller Carmelita, if you have the fancy brick home and you have the fancy car and the fancy pickup truck and the fancy bass boat and the fancy jet skis and the fancy four-wheelers or side-by-sides or whatever, you are going to pay a luxury tax to keep those.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's in this infrastructure bill.
And well, thank God that woman, I'll tell you what, that infrastructure bill, she should be given the Congressional Medal of Honor for catching that shit with that amnesty thing in that infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's gonna have a job much longer.
No,
she might end up committing suicide. But thank God she caught that shit.
But I've been telling y'all what was in there, but no, everybody's like, "You're an idiot." How do you know? I read that shit. I know.
You see these ranchers out in Texas that have these big places, you know, these big hunting reserves and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to start crying really, really soon. They're going to start crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's bad enough, the property taxes in Texas, and then you're going to have these federal luxury taxes tacked on top of that. I mean, they are going to, these people here, they are going to tax everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm I'm telling you right now, okay, you are going to be paying between $5 and $6 a gallon come this November.
Mm-hmm.
That is guaranteed.
On it. That's $4.
That
almost
is guaranteed.
It's almost $3.49 a gallon over here right now, so it's getting up there.
Well, here's
so,
Texas,
and you,
Texas, you know where to look. You can still get it for about $2.55, $2.60 a gallon. Now that's gasoline.
Yeah.
Diesel is pretty much $2.89 to $3 a gallon. Right,
yeah.
$3.65 in West Virginia a gallon.
Now let me tell you what's also in that infrastructure bill, Vogel.
I just shot ninety gallons to this bitch. $3.65 a gallon.
Damn. Let me tell you what else is in this infrastructure bill. Now I agreed some more on this the other night. Those of you that have the 401k thing, you might want to start jerking that money out, because Biden is going to pass a tax law on that 401k. Not only is he going to tax it to death, he's going to take it away from you.
Tax.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever don't pay that luxury tax, you're going to get a knock on the door. There are going to be tow trucks lined up. They're going to throw you that blue-covered piece of paper, and they're going to take it, and they're going to take it to auction and sell it for pennies on the dollar, and they're going to put it in what's called the national coffer. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And then all them motherfuckers that are coming over the border, you see, you're going to also see UN trucks full of cornmeal, rice, powdered milk, and all of this kind of stuff coming through neighborhoods. And you see, in order, you know, to line up with your pot or your little pan or your cup to get your flour or your rice or your cornmeal or whatever they come up with, just like Russell said, you're going to have to produce that vaccine passport. You see,
like I said, that's why I'm growing my own. I'm getting a little flour processor. It's only like 50
Well, that's all in the plan. That's all in the plan too. That's all in the plan too, Joseph.
Oh, I know. But before it goes into effect, I'm getting
The vaccine police pass by your house and see a tomato plant growing in your yard. Buddy. You're in trouble.
Oh, I know. But what I've been researching on this, and there's it's called a processor machine where you can grind flour. Your flour, your cornmeal, and your $50. So I'm going to buy that because I'm growing my own corn.
The thing is, people, like we're trying to tell you, the time has passed and it's going to come around. There is no ducking it. There is no dodging it. Things need to be gotten together. Things need to be gotten organized, and action needs to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think the 2022 election is going to save you, well, you're dead already.
Mm-hmm.
You're the walking dead. You're the living live version of the show Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, not advocating anything. I don't want anybody to get in trouble asking for a friend. But these places that are supplying this free poison, this free dart, this free jab, you know, in some other places where they don't want this or it's not welcome, you know, they would be walking into these places and racking people up against the wall and taking this stuff and busting it on the sidewalk of the fucking in the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, to each his own. You know, that's just my way of thinking.
Well, the way I see it, bless you, brother. It's going to be, but I mean, I just know I've seen it. You're going to see a lot of bloodshed when this starts, when they start doing this stuff.
Well, the only governors that I see doing anything that can be remotely defined as respectable are DeSantis and and Naomi up in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as Louisiana, that piece of shit we got, that's just useless. That's useless as tits on a board.
Well, a lot of the counties up here.
He's a Biden worshiper, and nobody's going to do anything about him.
Well, a lot of the counties up here are already refusing to follow the mandates. Like Fortin Leal County, all the police departments there and everybody else, they're banning the mandate and stuff.
The thing is, these states that make workers' compensation mandatory, these states that have mandatory workers' compensation, like Louisiana, okay, they're going to make a regulation through the Board of Insurance, through the insurance people that control your insurance rates in that state, they're going to make the regulation where, well, if your employees aren't vaccinated, we're not going to provide you with workers' comp coverage. And by law, you have to have workers' comp to operate in some of these states. So that's another tactic they're going to use. That's another tactic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said, Bergie. They're going to use the corporation, insurance, to go with it.
You're breaking up, Russell.
These big realtors and stuff, they will tell them, you do not let anybody in your store that does not produce their paper. You know,
that's
it. And all these fuckers out there were laughing at us and da-da-da, one thing about all the marketers being stupid. I don't know, Virgil. I mean, I'm no preacher, but... boy, that sure fuck seems like it lines right up with scripture to me.
Well,
I don't know. What do you think, brother?
Of course. Of course. Well, fuck it then. I've been working here since upteen. And, hell, I've got unemployment benefits. I'll just go on unemployment. I'll just tighten my belt a little bit, go on unemployment for a while till this blows over. Guess what?
Yeah,
under unemployment regulations, you have to make a job search every week. You have to turn in your job search every week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's a vaccine mandate, you go and apply for a job, they're going to ask you, have you been vaccinated? And you're going to say no. Well, once they go to checking into these unemployment and you put down that you went to an application and done this and that and the other, and they do make contact with these people to investigate this, and, oh, buddy, now they're going to really be making contact. Oh, well, Joseph Bernard came in to put in an application, but he could not produce his vaccine passport. So we denied his application. We told him he was not eligible for employment. But you done put them down in your little book or your form or whatever, sent that in to unemployment. Oh, well, you made a false claim.
Mm-hmm.
Your benefits
mm-hmm.
canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's where it is, Neil. That's what it's in this state did. They regulated that.
Are either that or, well, if you don't have your vaccine card, you can't even draw the unemployment because yada, 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 for the good of all, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I told everybody back when that fraudulent election was held, when the election was stolen, I told everybody, I said, people, y'all better buckle up, because after January the 20th, this motherfucker's taking off like a train, and shit's going to be happening so fast that you won't even...
Wait, you see, and the smart Russell.
Here we are in September, ladies and gentlemen, and 7 months is all it took for them to do, fuck this up this badly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. You see, they're going to create these little strifes and picks and this, that, and the other. They're going to let the holidays go on by, okay, because like the stupid fucking materialistic American public is, all right, they're going to go shopping. Oh, well, last year we couldn't get this and we couldn't get that for the kids, and they're going to max out those credit cards, and they're going to go get this and get that and overdrafts and blah, 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 blah. And then come next February, by the end of January, oh, that's when they're really going to kick in when these a majority of Americans are in holiday debt, and that's when they're really going to put the fucking screws to you.
Yeah.
They're gonna be worse than Italian loan sharks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna tell you something right now, I don't know if we're gonna make Christmas. I don't know what's coming next. I'm just watching everything and. Kind of like that movie, The Perfect Star, man. There's just no telling where or when this son of a bitch is going to erupt. But, I can guarantee you one thing. We will not make it to the 2022 election.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Hey guys, check this out. This just came on my newswire. Virgil, this is gonna tickle you pink. Up in at the border patrol, Al Sharpton showed up. Okay, guess what happened? He got wind out over there. Next year he's ass out. That's your him out of Texas. That's they don't want his shit over here. Racist shit over here.
Al Sharpton.
Yes, they showed up at the border trying to and everything. So, so Texas time go fuck off.
Oh yeah, Russell, did you catch this little piece? I know you ain't got much for Fox News, you know, anymore. But now, you know, the girl that came up missing. And they found her, and they done confirmed that her body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's being turned into a race pimp issue.
Yeah.
Okay, because when black women come up missing, there's nothing on the news about it. So what we've got here now, we've got a new thing going called missing white woman syndrome in America.
Well, that's like... Carlson was saying
brother, I swear on my dead daddy's grave, I heard it and seen it myself.
Oh, I saw that. I read it. It's like Chuck Carlson was saying about that. Where was that?
This black chick was on Fox News wearing a dashiki, had orange hair spread out everywhere. It looked like she pissed on a spark plug. Okay, big old bell pepper nose talking about missing white woman syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
That's all when black women come up missing, there's nothing said about it. You know?
Yeah, like Tucker Carlson said, though, Virgil, we had fucking months and months and months of George Floyd. I mean, fuck.
I tell you what, I guarantee you all of the blacks that are getting shot by each other in Chicago, there's quite a few females in there. But the 6 o'clock news would have to go till 1 in the morning to read all the names of them.
And this young girl that was murdered and everything, she deserves that.
I tell you what, Russell. I'm in good with a lot of law enforcement people, and they pick up things from other departments throughout the state and everything else. And that sheriff's department down in Florida, where that boy lived, they are catching hell.
Oh yeah,
they are catching hell from state police, from FBI. From law enforcement agencies all over the world. We told you this son of a bitch was a person of interest, and you didn't keep surveillance on him. You didn't keep tabs on him. You let him get away, and now we got to look for this deranged motherfucker?
Yeah,
oh,
it's okay
buddy,
to find
him. They are... They, boy, I swear, I wouldn't want to be that sheriff in that office. I wouldn't want to have a telephone nowhere near me.
They still can't find you, dude. So, you know, that's, yeah, but yet they can find, you know, they can go out and find these other, you know.
We can find Osama bin Laden in a, we can find Osama bin Laden in a cave or, you know, in a duplex in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. You know, we can find this one. They could find Lavoy Finicum. You know, they can find me or you or them. But you know, this is just too. Somebody's helping him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's helping him. I think his side chick. I think he got a side chick helping him. Somebody's helping him.
I think it's, so, and I haven't followed a lot of it, okay, just a little bit here and a little bit there, because I'm involved with the group that helped get some pressure put on to run some infrared stuff over that area where he's been seen tracking down. And from what I understand, and this is just what I've heard and me extrapolating, all right, this is not confirmed in any way, shape, or form. To me, it appears like his parents are aiding and abetting this.
I believe that too. I believe that too. His parents got money. Somebody's bankrolling it. It's not everybody that can buy a travel van at their age and just go gallivanting all over the country with gas prices the way they are, motel room prices the way they are, you know. And I mean, Moab, Utah, if you ever get the chance to go down there, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Russell, you'd love it.
I would love it. I've been there, man. I love Moab.
You got to have some serious shekels, whether you camping out or not, to stay around Moab, Utah. Utah is a very, very hot tourist attraction, and they do charge dearly.
If you're just out there cruising through there, doing a desert thing and stuff, it's not very inviting. I mean, you know, you can very easily find yourself in trouble out there.
Mm-hmm. But who's to say they didn't get a private plane to fly his ass out of the state somewhere?
Well, they're going to catch him. They're going to catch him.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's already out of the country.
Mm-hmm. That's my impression.
Well, yeah. What was that guy's name? What was that guy's name that killed his girlfriend, put her in the footlocker in his apartment, and then he hauled ass to France to because France doesn't extradite?
I know you're talking about. Another rich fucker. I can't call his name right off the top of my head, though, Virgil, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was a militant activist, and the girl he was dating, her father was in World War II, and he had some Nazi war souvenirs in his house. Oh, well, he didn't like, God damn it, I just thought of his name, and it just popped right out of my mind. Eric Einhardt. He was an activist that had a lot of media pull and all of this, and he totally discredited her daddy so bad that he ended up committing suicide, and he hauled ass to France to avoid extradition, because France does not extradite to countries that have the death penalty on the books.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, finally they got the state to take the death penalty off the table, and he was extradited to the United States. But this was something like 15, 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on his way to a non-extradition country, if he's anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in fact, he's out of state. I mean, when they reported that his parents, you know, disappeared and everything with the car, they just brought his car back, got it back today. And everything. It's like, you know, look, it's obvious that they helped him escape somewhere. So, you know,
they helped him with the help of law enforcement. Because I can tell you this right now, I know this, in the state of Louisiana, if you get tagged as a person of interest, you leave your house, you go to the store to buy a pack of cigarettes, get a cold drink, whatever. They are following your ass.
Mm-hmm.
They are following your ass. Big time.
Now, on the other hand,
big time.
If he was in the swamps, maybe an alligator got him.
Well,
possibility.
I don't know. I know they brought divers in. I know they brought divers in to check an area for evidence. You know, they they have a feeling that he may have dumped some evidence in a certain area out there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't elaborate on what, but they brought in some what they call murk water divers. They're specially trained to dive in muddy water and murky waters and low visibility and things like this. And they brought them out. They brought about a dozen of them out, and I don't know if they found anything. But
yeah,
I mean, this is just something. I mean,
my message is Black Lives Matter can just sit down and shut up and let us enjoy, you know.
Well, it's like AOC. It's like AOC and the squad. They showed a video of a Border Patrol agent on a horse, and they were trying to get through the fence. And what he done, he took the leads for the horse. God damn it, I got brain farts coming out all over me.
Hey.
Took the long reins of the horse. Them Texans, they love them long reins of the horse for a horse, okay? And he was taking the reins and he was popping them with it, making them go back across the fence. Oh, the Border Patrol is using whips on black people. They're using whips.
Yeah. But all that is working.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that's got contact on this show that talks with AOC, let me give you a piece of advice, AOC. What you need to do is you need to go borrow Kamala Harris's knee pads, go to fucking Paris Island, and on the 12th week, give them Marines some oral refreshment. That's about all you're fucking good for, bitch.
Right. But
in fact, take a tour of every military base and give the veterans some oral refreshment. That's about all you're fucking good for.
Right. So you guys, what's that time and everything is. I was going to ask you guys, I'm going to be busy for the next couple of weeks. You guys want to take off for a while, and we'll just come back in about a month? So I'm going to be highly, highly busy. And I won't have time to do the show. I'm going to be highly, highly busy for the next couple of weeks. So, and everything, Trish is going to have her brother come in and everything. So we're trying to get everything ready for that. And then we've got other things going on. And stuff, so I'm not going to have time to do the show for the next couple of weeks. You guys want to take a little break?
Oh, Trish's brother come over the border with the rest of the Haitians?
Well, he's coming in from Kansas City.
Oh, he's coming in from Kansas City?
Yeah. So and everything. So we're getting things.
But
connected.
Russell, while I got you on here, man, we know this is going to go from bad to worse, brother. we need to get together and not on the air or whatever, just a one-on-one, sit down, conference call, whatever. I need to know what your plans are and, you know, what we can coordinate or whatever. Because, like I said, you know, this is going to go from bad to worse. This is going to go so far south, you're going to see fucking penguins. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what it is, bro. I told my boss last Friday they can go fuck themselves over. It was a big station wagon company run out of Minnesota, and I had about all the left-wing bullshit I could take, so... Anyway, so I got hired.
I thought you got along with your boss. I thought you and your boss got along.
Yeah, no, man. She was smart enough to leave me the fuck alone, but I guess she decided to get stupid. I don't know what the exact thing was, man. But anyway, so I went to told her to fuck herself on Friday. I went and talked to the company on Monday, and I'm just going through all the HR bullshit this week. They hired me on the spot. They hired me on the spot, so I'm going to be, it looks like I'm going to be free this weekend and stuff. Where are you headed to? You said you're in, where the fuck are you?
I'm in Willisburg, Kentucky right now. I'm going to Mississippi and offload tomorrow if I can get there in time, and I ain't got to sit on this shit all weekend till Monday. But hopefully I'll get it offloaded Monday, then I'm headed back to Baton Rouge. I'm going to drop this trailer and I'm going to be at the house for
the
weekend.
So when you get back there, you can sit for a day or two, man, holler at me, and I got cabin fever. I need to make a road trip, or maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
All right. It's past time, brothers. I got to blow out of here.
All righty, guys.
All right, man.
We'll be back there in a couple weeks and everything. We'll see what happens. If anything comes up, we'll break you in and everything, but... You know, it's coming fast and hard, so, and stuff. If you're not ready, then that's on you.
Yep,
so,
sure is.
You know, so it's coming, bro. It's coming. I don't know if you caught this or not, but I was telling Russell earlier, before I got on the show, that there was, hold on, let me bring it out, because I want to read it to you. Just before we got on the show, 2 dozen Chinese military aircraft, including fighters, bombers, let's see, anti-submarine planes, exotic war aircraft, was just seen flying towards Taiwan aggressively.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I think shit's going to hit the fan in Taiwan. What do you think?
Well,
and I've been asking for a while.
Well, Taiwan, you know, that really don't concern me right now. What concerns me is what's going on between California and New York.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's where
true.
I live. Because I live dead. I live dead in the middle of both of them motherfuckers.
Right. But anyway, brother, you be safe after contacting you get a chance. We do need to coordinate and everything. I know me, Carl, we was talking about that too. And stuff.
And shout out to Colleen Becerro. Her mother is fixing to pass away. She's under hospice now in the hospital. They had to amputate her leg. And Matt, poor Matt, he done got bit by something on his bottom lip. And he's suffering. It done got all infected and everything.
Oh, wow.
Carmelita was going to call him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what that was about. She didn't give me details, but she told me. She said she's watching them fuckers like a hawk.
Well, I gave her some advice. I told her try it. I said it works sometimes. I said the infected spot, I said put an oxygen absorber between the Band-Aid and the infected spot, and I said use that oxygen absorber will suck out the infection. I said you can try it. I said it's not 100% guaranteed, you can try it.
So, yeah, Carmelita said she's going to call me later. Also, a big shout-out to Marjorie Green. She's been listening to our show and everything and that stuff. So, big shout-out to her. Big shout-out to Project Virtus.
Yeah, Marjorie. Yeah. Yeah, send me some information on how I can win that 50 caliber.
You see that presentation she did with China today with Congress? Oh, my God, that was priceless.
Oh, Dan Crenshaw got censured by the speaker for mentioning Biden. That's the first time I've ever heard of a congressman getting censured for mentioning the name of the president in a criticizing manner. I mean,
right.
They did it with Trump a thousand times, you know, and this is another thing. This is another thing, okay? You know, where's the outcry for Biden's income taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the outcry for that? You know, I know his son tucked his tail between his legs when that pregnant stripper wanted to see it so she could get the child support when he was trying to fight the child support. He knuckled under.
Are they going to go after all those illegal taxes that he's his age paying to? Would that be included?
You know, I mean, you know, let's play some tit for tat.
Exactly, brother. But I tell you what, you'd be safe out there on the road and everything.
I sure
everybody will. Else, you'd be prepared to be ready. So we're going to sign off and everything. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. But yeah, go ahead and give me a call. Use Russell Bus. Maybe we can do a Zoom call or something.
Okay.
And everything. And we'll coordinate some stuff. All right, brothers. Y'all be careful. Be safe. Good night, everybody. We'll see you later.
See you later. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widow.